we're going to be selling homes and helping these people enjoy life. People have to have a nice place to live, so why not live well?
If they come in with 3 children, you're going to try real hard to sell them a 4-bedroom house.
You got to keep those kids separate. You just do. You just got to keep them separate.
No sharing of rooms.
If you see yourself in an SUV instead of that minivan, I don't want to make any judgments, but if I was going to drive a vehicle, it would be that Tahoe and not that minivan.
My name is Michael Land. I work for Tongass Federal Credit Union. I am working at the Wheel of Reality. Every kid comes by, and it's a 50-50 chance of either a win or a hindrance on life.
Can you pick up a couple of these cards that they might win and tell me what they say?
So this is a health card. Let's pick family. Congratulations, you have a new addition to your family. It's a baby. So then I would ring the bell. Congratulations. And then it says hospital bill is $8,000.
I'm Courtney Morrison.
And you are one of the few people who is not actually trying to sell these kids tons of expensive things. You're a financial advisor. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be helping the kids go over their spreadsheet and help them realize where they made mistakes and where they can change to be able to come out on top.
Every time you apply for a loan, you're going to have a credit check minus 10. That's a bummer. Okay.
So over here, I'm Charlotte Martin. I'm a senior at Petersburg High School.
And what are you in this world?
I am a petroleum engineer in the simulation. I haven't added up all the totals quite yet, but I think it's going to be, I think I'll be able to cover everything by the end of the month, but it'll be hard to have savings and things like that.
Oh, you haven't gone to the savings table yet,
no,
have you?
No, not yet. So.
You chose all the high-end clothes before you went to the savings table.
Felt like I had to for work. They've been pressuring us.
I don't want to lowball my family.
No, you want to go high. You want to give them. You want to give them the best, right?
Yeah.
So $675.
I'm Adrian, and I chose the musician.
You chose the musician. How much does the musician make a
month? According to this, $2,777.
Where are you at with all your totals?
Looks like I'm $66 over budget.
Where do you think you went wrong?
Maybe vehicles. I could have gotten a cheaper car.
Did you put money into a savings account?
I did not.
So you're $66 over budget and you're not saving any money, huh?
I should have done that. I do have an additional job here.
What job is that?
A barista.
So you're a musician and a barista. Classic choice.
So maybe cut some entertainment stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have time for that because you're going to be working so much.
And maybe choose a different internet plan.
Well, best wishes.
Yeah.
This is making me sweat. This is real life stuff, and I don't like it.
Oh, financial advisor. How's this table doing?
They're doing all right so far. I have to remind them they need somewhere to live. If they have children, they got to go to the family life table. Some of them asked if they could get rid of their children.
Hi. Can I talk to you a little bit?
Yes.
Will you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Zane Browning.
I have not done my totals yet, but it's looking pretty good.
Yeah?
Yes. I bought a cheap house, bought cheap medical coverage, and then didn't get hurt.
Anything you've learned from this?
I've learned that having good luck can really pay off, and also making sure to budget.
What are you going to do to get that good luck?
Get all my bad luck out early.